With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to some more Entitled Parents. I think you're going to enjoy this one. You're getting married, but what about my cruise? So this story doesn't involve me too much, but I know quite a lot about EC, my entitled cousin's actions and behaviour through stories family members and GC, my good cousin, told me. Ever since we were little kids, my cousin GC and I have been best buds. We lived only a few miles away from one another, so we would bike to each other's houses, play in our backyards and play video games. Now, my good cousin comes from an extremely wealthy family. Her dad, my uncle, started a business when he was 20 and it has been super successful, to the point that there are now several large locations across the globe. Even though this family is crazy rich, they live a very modest lifestyle. They live in a small two-story home on a few acres of land and a large pond takes up most of it. The one lavish thing they do is that every 2 or 3 years they go on a cruise. Now, my good cousin is one of three children. She has an older brother and her identical twin sister, entitled cousin. Now, you may think that the good twin, evil twin scenario is only seen on the TV screen, but my good cousin and entitled cousin are the real world equivalent. GC is kind and generous, while EC is selfish and entitled. My entitled cousin always had this idea in her head that because her dad was so wealthy, she didn't have to lift a finger in life to get what she wanted. Good things just came to her, the good cousin, and their brother. But the good cousin had the common sense to know that she can't always rely on daddy's money. Despite getting pretty much everything they wanted growing up, the good cousin and her brother never had entitled attitudes. Their parents are also super nice, so the entitled cousin was always the evil standout of the family. EC's attitude only got worse as time went on. Eventually, she got married and had a kid, a boy. Now, my entitled cousin's husband is just as nasty as she is, so they were kind of made for each other. EC always wanted to rub her child in GC's face, like she wanted to gloat about having a kid before she did. Now, my good cousin unfortunately had a history of bad relationships, including those that involved verbal and physical abuse. One time, she came to her sister for advice after her boyfriend beat her, but her sister, entitled cousin, had the nerve to blame her weight and not using makeup to make herself more attractive. My good cousin was afraid to date anyone after her last relationship disaster, but that changed when she finally met the man of her dreams, good husband. I met GH personally, and he's a giant teddy bear of a guy. He's the perfect guy to help heal my good cousin's old wounds and give her the loving, happy life she deserves. Then, nearly 2 years after they met, my good cousin and her good husband were engaged. The entire family was thrilled that my good cousin finally got the man of her dreams, and her father wanted to throw a boatload of money to her to help pay for a beautiful wedding. For future reference, he did the exact same thing for my entitled cousin when she got married, yet EC was not happy about how extravagant her sister's wedding was going to be. The good cousin wanted to be married at Niagara Falls and invite basically everyone she knew, and her father was going to pay for pretty much all of it. But her sister, entitled cousin, was furious. She talked to GC and their father about the wedding and how all the money being spent better not interfere with the family's upcoming cruise. Yes, they still went on cruises together every few years despite the children being grown and having families of their own. Their father said that because of the wedding and how expensive it was going to be, the family cruise would have to be pushed back another year or two. The entitled cousin practically exploded. She blamed her sister for taking the cruise away from her and her precious boy, who was 5 at this point. She said that she told her son how they were going on a cruise and how now he's going to be so upset because his selfish aunt wanted to get married instead of giving him a happy week in the tropics. The entitled cousin even had the audacity to demand that GC reschedule the wedding for next year so that they could go on the cruise instead. Now, my good cousin, who is normally not a confrontational person, had it with her sister's attitude and told her if she wanted to go on a cruise, she would have to pay for it herself. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. But of course, EC and her husband were nowhere near as wealthy as their father, and there was no way he was going to reschedule his own daughter's wedding just to give EC what she wanted. Now, why does that not surprise me? It's almost as if this entitled cousin has been leeching off of her successful dad her entire life, and now that she actually wants to do something that requires spending her own money, she can't. Now, my entitled cousin's ranting went on for weeks, flipping back and forth between blaming her sister for ruining her son's year and begging her father for money to go on a cruise because she and her family deserved it. She drove my good cousin to tears and she ended up calling me up for advice. My only advice to her was to give her entitled cousin, who normally gets everything, nothing. And by nothing, I mean don't invite her to the wedding. Like most sisters would do, GC wanted her sister to be one of her bridesmaids, as she was a bridesmaid at her sister's wedding. Not inviting her would be a major upset for everyone involved, but it just may be the thing to teach entitled cousin a lesson. So she did just that. GC called up her sister and flat out told her that if she didn't change her attitude, she didn't want it leaving a sour taste at her wedding. Again, EC blew up shouting at her sister, calling her all sorts of names, and again started blaming her for the cruise being cancelled. What a surprise. But my good cousin hung up and decided to not invite her to the wedding. Well, well done to her. In my opinion, it shouldn't matter if someone's family or not. If they're gonna ruin the day and they're just the horrible person, then I don't want them at my wedding. The wedding was amazing, and I ended up being the bridesmaid to take EC's place. Yes, I was invited to the wedding originally, but my good cousin didn't want me to be a bridesmaid only because she knew I hated dresses and I'd rather wear a suit. But I said I'd wear a dress just for her special day. It's been a few years now, and my good cousin and her good husband have a beautiful little girl and have a baby boy on the way. EC is still in their lives and is still, unfortunately, nasty as ever, but she doesn't come to her father begging for anything anymore, because after her behaviour towards him and GC, he threatened to leave her out of his will if she continued to pester either of them. Dang, that is one way to make sure that your daughter doesn't come to you for money. Maybe now that she's not going to get everything handed to her on a silver platter, she'll change her attitude for the better. Or at least that's what we all wish to happen. Well, good for GC. That was a big step in the right direction for everyone involved. She probably would have been awful and disruptive at the wedding anyway, and that's a great way to not tolerate that awful behaviour. You can just imagine that she would have made it her mission to make the evening as miserable as possible without getting cut out of the will for doing it. But yeah, it's good to see that the GC and her dad are telling this entitled parent to really sort themselves out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your daughter will marry my kid. So this happened back around 2010-2011. My sister was 4 at the time and I was 8. I'm 16 now. Mum was taking us to this big indoor playground for my sister's birthday. We get there and Mum purchases our wristbands and tells us to go have fun and be safe. She finds a bench and starts reading a book she brought. My sister and myself were having a blast, climbing through rope tunnels and sliding down huge slides. Now that is all the calm before the storm. Up climbs an entitled kid who's about 4 or 5 years old who asks us to come and play with him. Now we loved making friends, so I suggested we play hide and seek. Now the entitled kid wanted to be it, so he started counting and we went to hide. It was pretty loud in there, so I couldn't hear when he was done counting. About 5 minutes passed and I peeked around, not seeing him anywhere. It was pretty open and I could see almost everything. As my eyes dart around, I finally spot him about 15 feet away from me, and to my surprise, he was standing behind my sister, lifting her, arms around her stomach. I was only 8, but old enough to know that he was not well enough acquainted with my sister to be doing something like that. I run over and tell him to put my sister down. I stand there in shock as he says,
"No, she's my girlfriend and we're getting married."
I look at my sister and she is obviously in distress, sobbing her eyes out. This little hexborn made my sister cry. Nobody makes my sister cry. Wait, so this 4 or 5 year old thinks another 4 or 5 year old is their wife? I kicked the entitled kid in the shin, to which he responds by licking my sister's arm. And without hesitation, she lets out her famous piercing scream, getting the attention from my mom, EM, and other adults and kids. We were pretty high up in the playground, but everyone could still see us clearly. Nearby staff, dealing with situations like this daily, quickly make their way up to defuse us kids. My only goal was to protect my sister. The entitled kid is still squeezing her and is now biting her arm. What a weird guy. I managed to wrestle him away from my sister. I quickly guided her down a slide to the bottom to mum, who was absolutely flabbergasted at what had just happened. Staff emerged from the playground with the entitled kid, who was crying and screaming for his entitled mother. Enter Karen.
My baby!
She wailed. By this time, the entitled kid was screaming bloody murder. The entitled mum instantly whirls to me.
You are in big trouble, you little freak. Look what you did to my little angel. He was just playing.
I was scared, being yelled at by a stranger like this. The entitled kid, through his tears, had the audacity to yell,
I want to marry her.
The entitled mum turns to my mum and says,
tell your daughter to apologize and be my little baby's girlfriend now.
My mother was done. She just brought us so we could have a fun day. She said in a very firm tone, use your inside voice, please. The entitled mum stands in absolute horror at being ordered before continuing her rant.
My son deserves your a-hole daughter.
She lunges forward and grabs for my crying sister, who was on my mum's lap. My mother raises her voice. Keep your hands off of my girl, her voice quaking. The entitled mum keeps making movements towards my sister before slapping my mother across the face, and then the following happens. My mother calmly sets my sister aside and stands up. She reaches into her back pocket, slowly bringing her hand up in front of her, and in her hand, her police badge. The entitled mum's eyes practically came out of their sockets. I think you can put together the rest. EM was charged and obviously found guilty. She suffered jail time and anger classes. I don't know what happened to the entitled kid, but he was young then and probably had mental/anger issues. And I wish him good wherever he may be today. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he has issues. Look at his crazy mum. My sister remembers everything and is still hesitant to be around boys a lot. Well, that is a real shame that she's kind of got scarred from this, but it's good that the entitled mum was found guilty. You know, the issue in this story isn't the kid at all, because I get it, he's 4 or 5, he doesn't really understand life. But it's his mum's stupid reaction to what he did that is absolutely mental. Anyway, that concludes today's Entitled Parent Stories. I hope you enjoyed and you didn't get too mad listening to these crazy EPs, but yeah, I had fun. If you can't get enough, click on the screen right now for some more, and I will see you all soon with another video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.